Yo, this is Ice-T. Get high off music, not dope. Dope is for losers. Straight up, that's a fact. That's all there is to say. This is Ice-T. I'm out of here.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Welcome back, everybody. And the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic...
You're listening to WMFO in Bedford, Massachusetts.
It's the big stuff. Who do you think you are? It's the big stuff. You're never gonna get my love. Now because you wear all those fancy clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And have a big fine car. Oh, yes, you do now.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn in rage at close of day. Rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late. They grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Brave men, near death, who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle to that good night. Rage against the dying of the light.
Thornton, what does that poem mean to you?
It means I don't take from no one. I'm gonna pass this test. I'm staying in school. Who's next?
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody.
Help!
You know I need someone.
We're so much younger than today.
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
But now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find,
now I
switch in my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground, won't you please?
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Chris's Helpful Tips, here with you until 7 p.m., and I am here with my friend and associate, Jim McDermott, once again. How you doing, Jim?
Terrific. How about you?
All right. Busy week. I'm glad it's the weekend. I'm glad it's Friday. How was your week?
Oh, a lot of work. Same old, though.
We learn every week, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same mess as last week.
We're told every week, but we learn every week, too. I learned a lot this week, actually. We got some great helpful tips for you today. We're going to talk a little bit about cooking. We're going to talk about stress. We're going to talk about food and Halloween. Cooking and food's kind of the same thing, unless, of course, you go into the McDonald's or the Wendy's. Let's do a helpful tip for that, Jim. What are some nice places to go to? What has got a nice drive-thru? You go into the drive-thru and they treat you right. They're kind to you. They give you a correct change. Any places I could tell you once when I did with Dunkin' Donuts, I went in and I got a coffee. It was like $2.10 at the time. I give her a 20. She's like, "Do you want the change?" I'm like, "Yeah, I want the change."
That's a lot of money.
And give you an $18 tip for a $2 coffee. You didn't even look. You didn't even smile at me. Nothing. At least flash me or something. Do something.
Were you wearing like the Monopoly guy monocle glasses or whatever?
I was wearing my Monopoly. What was the 20? What was the color of the 20 in Monopoly? Was it green? I think
that's the 10.
The 10?
Yeah.
No, the 5 was pink. The white was a 1.
The 500 was orange.
500
right?
was orange. Yellow, like an offshoot of a yellow, was 100. 50 was blue. Okay. I think the 20 was a green.
Okay.
I think the 20 was a green. I should just bring in a 20. We got Yoda's theme in the background. The wise master Yoda. I forget. We're going to be giving our advice today. Might as well have a little Yoda in the background for this first segment.
Yeah, he knew things.
Can you think of a good experience at a drive-thru? What would be a good drive-thru to go to? You ever have a nice experience at a drive-thru?
So my feeling about that is McDonald's always has the best soda mix. Like, you never get that off taste from your McDonald's soda.
Yeah.
Some of them just can't get that right.
Yeah, the syrup, the combination of the syrup and the bubbles.
The ratio of the soda, water, and the syrup.
They get it just right.
Yeah, they do. They always do. I've never been to one of them that wasn't... I mean, I think they've given me the wrong thing, or diet instead of regular Coke or whatever.
They've always had Coke, too, and that's another thing I like about McDonald's. Yeah. The hell with Pepsi.
I'm okay with Pepsi.
It's okay, but it's like, you know, when somebody corrects you on it, I never like that. It's like, can I have a Coke? You miss Pepsi okay? It's like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
What are you doing?
Yeah. It's
that's
like,
Taco
what are you going to do?
Taco Bell's like that. They always say that there.
Yeah. Pepsi okay? No.
It's not.
It's not. I want a coffee now.
No, you know? Not after seeing Joan Crawford beat the snot out of her kids.
Yeah.
She was a Pepsi. That was a part of that movie, right?
Yeah. In Mommy Dearest.
Yeah.
Yeah. She gives her the wrong drink, right? When she wails her. I know she...
She was wailing her the whole time.
She wails her.
Yeah.
But what a great movie.
Yeah, that was a terrific movie.
That's both a Mother's Day movie and a Halloween movie.
Kinda.
Mommy Dearest with Faye Dunaway. She should have got Best Actress for that one. I think she was up for it. I don't think she won, though. But, it takes a lot of... in the early 80s, not so much. It wasn't that brave to be beating your kid on screen. Because back in the 70s and 80s, actors and actresses were beating on kids all the time in the movies.
Now, was she married to Peter Wolf?
Peter Wolf?
Yeah.
Really?
I feel like she was married to Peter Wolf.
I think she was married to a younger man. You think it was Peter Wolf, huh?
I don't know why I think that.
Yeah. I don't know. Good for him, though. Let me look it up.
Yeah.
Faye Dunaway was also in one of the best crime movies of all time, Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. With Warren Beatty.
Yeah, I don't care for him.
Yeah.
He's a tool.
Yeah. She's 82 years old. She's still kicking. She showed up with him for the 50th anniversary at the Oscars when they made that flub on Moonlight winning over La La Land. Yeah, she was married to Peter Wolf, 74 to 79.
Yeah.
First he looked at the purse, right? Remember the Jake Isle song? First I look at the purse. Yeah, she had a good purse back then, I bet. Not so much now, but back then. Meteors crashing into Medford, everybody. I don't even know if they heard that. We heard it, though. Now, it went out over the air. I don't know if they heard us, but, yeah. I can't say that all things are well, everybody. I don't know what that was. So start panicking now. My tip is to panic. But keep the radio tuned to WMFO in Medford. The Ewok march in the background. John Williams, good guy. It's always good to his fans.
He was Pop's conductor, right?
Yes, yeah. For many years.
After Fiedler?
Yeah, after Arthur Fiedler. And I would say he's a rock star conductor. There's not many rock stars. I would even say Lockhart's probably getting into rock star status. Everybody seems to love him, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Arthur Fiedler was great.
Yeah.
He was like Santa Claus.
Saturday Night Fiedler?
Saturday Night Fiedler, yeah, the disco album. Fantastic.
Yeah.
He cashed in on the disco sensation, came out with an orchestral version of disco music, Saturday Night Fiedler. And everybody had it in their collection. Any parent's house you went over to when you were kids, they always had Saturday Night Fiedler. I imagine a lot of people got pregnant to that album. It's a tip. You want to party like it's, 1979, put on some Arthur Fiedler. So Faye Dunaway, she's single again.
Oh.
She's been single since 87. So at the age of 47, she decided that was it. But a good tip, the McDonald's drive-thru. Still the best drive-thru.
They're the most consistent.
The most consistent.
I would say.
Not always kind, but usually kind.
Generally.
The Dunkin's ain't bad every now and then. Occasionally I go to the Dunkin's and you'll get a happy face there every now and then. Usually it's their first day. That's probably why.
If you don't order anything too weird or annoy them with something, they're fine.
Yeah, and usually I'm okay as long as they're not asking for an $18 tip on a $2 coffee.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
And I think Wendy's does better specialty stuff.
Yep.
But consistency is an issue there. Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you get the trots from the old Frosties, though, if they haven't cleaned the pipes.
Yeah.
That's not on them, though. That's not on the people in the window. Usually it's somebody out back that's not doing their job.
Oh, that's the owner-manager group. That's poor management.
You got to clean the pipes when it comes to soft serve.
Yeah, that's like the beer taps at Fenway.
Yeah, that's a big tip, too. I got sick at the, it was BJ's. I had one of those little sundaes. You know how they have like a little vanilla sundae and you can get some berries on it. Costco does it too.
No, I've never done that.
It's good until you go home and then your stomach's turning for 8 hours. Happened to me. I got a little food poisoning from it.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. So, and they have all those on the cruise ships too. They have free soft serve.
Oh.
So you can get soft serve whenever you want, but the other thing they don't tell you is your kids are going to have the runs for the rest of the week on the poop deck.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why they have it.
You know, they don't call it the poop deck.
Yeah, it's there for a reason.
Yeah, for nothing.
Yeah.
So we are at 855-915-WMFO if you want to call in and tell us your problems. It is Chris's Helpful Tips. I'm here with Jim McDermott today. It is music you don't like and advice you don't need until 7 p.m. here on WMFO. And we will continue on until we get a phone call here. I found something from years ago. I don't know why, but I put this in my health folder. And these are just some tips for reducing stress. Do you need to reduce stress at all in your life, Jim?
I think we all do.
I think we do, too. And these are 10 helpful tips for reducing stress. This comes from my wellness from Tufts Health Plan. The spring and summer of 2012. So it's a little dated. It's 13 years old at this point. But let's see if these tips are good. The first thing for reducing stress, it says to identify the stresses in your life. You want to identify things that stress you out in your life. So, for example, what's the first thing that comes to mind, Jim, that's stressing you out other than this policeman going by the radio station? That kind of stresses me out a little bit. I get a little anxious when I hear a siren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's... But they're there for to make you aware of it.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't get too stressed about it. I mean,
it says you identify your stressor first. So, for example, a siren. It says take 10 minutes out of your day to think about what brings you stress during the day. Do you have 10 minutes to spare during your day just to identify the stresses in your life?
I wouldn't be stressed if I did.
Yeah. Yeah. It says make a top 10 list of things that stress you out. I would say at least 9 of them are family members for me.
Well, there's work.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just traffic.
That probably is 10th for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Work, yeah. Traffic. I can't. The Patriots? I don't know.
All right. All right. Yeah. There's 3 good ones. Work, traffic, Patriots for identifying your stresses. Now, you want to eliminate your unnecessary commitments. It says the number 2 tip is to eliminate your unnecessary commitments. So each of us has commitments like work and family, civic obligations, hobbies. You want to consider each of them and then weigh the amount of stress they provide versus the value you get from each of them. And then you try to eliminate the tasks that take more than they give. So I can get rid of like the 9 family members right there.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. What,
go live in a yurt up in the woods?
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Yeah. Yurt. Hey, we actually have a call. Let's put them on the air. Let's see what they have to say. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We have a phone caller on the line. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. Identify yourself. What is your name and what is your problem today? You're here with Jim and Chris.
Hi, this is JC from Hudson. I'm the anxious guy that always calls.
Yes. Hey, JC from Hudson.
Hi, nice to hear from you guys right now. I have a couple questions. Number one, I work from home and my wife bought me a nice desk. But I can't put it together, and every time I try to assemble it, another piece falls off and breaks, and I have to go to Home Depot. And then when I go to Home Depot, they give me the wrong size spacers.
Spacers?
So how should I handle that? Should I just put it in a box and just get a regular desk that's already put together?
Oh, that's a good question. So you have a desk that was bought from the Home Depot. Your wife bought you a desk, which was a very nice thing to begin with, to start with. And unfortunately, you have to put it together yourself. And you have a lot of extra parts, and it doesn't come with spacers, you said. Is that what it was?
Well, it came with spacers, but I broke them trying to hang them.
Okay, so you broke the spacers when you were trying to hang them.
Yes, I was trying to put a drawer together, and then all of a sudden the weight of the drawer went ka-kunk, and there it's gone.
Wow, this is it. Let me think. We need some advice for JC and Hudson on this one, Jim. Can you think of something?
I've got all these parts laying around the living room. It looks like a Taylor Swift concert.
All right.
An important tip, before you put anything together, YouTube, watch somebody else do it first.
Not a bad idea.
Every single thing. Or before you take something apart. Because and take pictures before you take it apart so you know how it was before you took it apart.
Do you have the make and model number of the desk and we can YouTube it for you?
No, but I will definitely do that because that's pretty good advice. You can do everything on YouTube, including changing a light bulb on your car by turning the car to the left side. That's actually a pretty cool trick.
That's true. It says spacers help handling. They are cheap and an easy way to improve the way that the wheels move and the track of the drawer. And they're also a fast and easy way to ruin the geometry of the drawer. And can badly affect your handling. So with that being said, I'm almost thinking put them in without the spacers there. You know, maybe even, do you have a lot of stuff you need to put in the drawers? Can you just put the stuff in and just kind of nail it shut until you have to open it up again?
A lot of high-level paperwork that will be put in the drawers.
A lot of paperwork. Do you have a shredder?
High-level paperwork.
Do you have a shredder? Do you need all the paperwork?
No, probably not.
Yeah, maybe pick up a shredder and you can get rid of all that paperwork. You won't even need your drawers.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Now, the second question I had is related to friends. Now, I have a couple friends that said, hey, we're going to go out tonight, and, you know, they're going to a place that's kind of far away. And, you know, how do you handle that? Do you tell your friends, come closer and I'll see you, or do you just go down and see your friends?
Well, I think that much is pretty easy for me. I mean, my advice is always to go and see your friends because they're your friends and they really want to see you and you're going to have a wonderful time. And usually you can have a drink or two, maybe some kind of food that you don't normally eat. That you're like, you know what, I'm with my friends tonight. And, you know, you let loose a little bit, you undo your collar, you know, maybe undo a belt buckle or two just to get a little extra space to get your belly full.
How far do you travel for a friend?
Oh, at least 100 miles.
100 miles? Yeah. That seems a bit much.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of friends?
50 back and forth. I don't have as many friends as I used to. But that's mostly because the mileage on my car was high, and I just had to stop visiting them. But in the old days, yeah, I used to travel quite a bit. I would sometimes go down to New York City and visit friends and just stay for an hour or two and have a coffee and, you know, a Kreller and come home.
I'm trying to cut down on friends.
Yeah, it is a true story.
Yeah.
Jim's really? Jim
My wife is laughing in the background. She doesn't buy that story. She said 100 miles is extreme for a friend.
Oh. How many friends does she have?
She has no friends.
I'd say
she's
do it.
She's eating a salad, though.
I'd say do it. I'd say bring her along if she wants to come down and visit your friends and, you know,
there was some pickup things. You know, kids need to be picked up here, there, and everywhere. You know, and you can't take the kids if you're going with your friends.
Yeah. Well, you could. You probably could. You could leave them in the car when you go in.
Yeah, have the kids
leave the
drop
kids
you
stay
off.
In the car. You can have the kids drop you off. Are they old enough to drive?
Well, one of them is in driving school right now. She's a little late on the driving.
Here's an idea. If she has a license, she could become an Uber driver, and you could put in the request for an Uber driver to go visit your friends, and she could pick up the fare, and everybody wins.
You know, this is good advice. I learned a lot from this particular phone call today. I'm definitely less anxious.
Very good. We like to do that every week here for you. That's what Chris's helpful tips is here for. It's music you don't necessarily like and advice you don't necessarily need, but sometimes we hit the nail right on the head.
Yes, well, speaking of nails, you know, I'm not very good at putting things together, so I don't want to use any nails on this thing, but, you know, again, it's, on my list for tomorrow, and it will probably be on my list, you know, around Christmas time, too. You know, everything I touch breaks. I mean, dollhouses are Christmas, you know, it breaks. Bookcases, they break. Everything breaks.
Everything does break in life, but the good thing is if you're a plugger, you can mend things, and sometimes friends are your glue. Sometimes friends can be your glue, and they can mend things for you, and they can heal things in life.
Two questions. You tied it in nicely there. Nice wrap-up. Thank you again. Long-time listener. Keep up the good work, gentlemen.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you, JC.
All right. That was JC from Hudson. I think we helped him out again this week. We're 3 for 3, I think, with JC. Yeah, he's been a frequent caller here at Helpful Tips. And... 855-915-WMFO is the request line if you want to call in, and Jim and I will give you some advice on any problems that you have. It could be anything. We will get back to the stresses in a moment. I'm going to give you a tune from the Rolling Stones. We'll be right back. WMFO in Medford.
I am being sung by a society that demands success when all I can offer is failure.
Bloom, I'm reaching out to you. Don't send me to prison.
Well, nothing I do don't seem to work. The only
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Chris and Jim. We're here with you until 7 p.m. It is Chris's Helpful Tips. We will give you advice, any problems that you have. It's 855-915-9636. The easiest way to remember it is 855-915-WMFO is the phone number. We're talking about tips for reducing stress. We had the identify of the stressors, eliminate unnecessary commitments. Number three is stop procrastinating. When the tasks pile up, so does your stress. While we are great at finding new ways to delay the inevitable and procrastinate, instead, try to tackle your responsibilities sooner than rather later. Sometimes you just got to change that toilet roll or take out the trash, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just have to do nothing.
True. True.
That's always nice.
That is true. Yeah. Get organized. Or organized, as Robert De Niro says in Taxi Driver. I'm going to get organized. He has like a poster. It's supposed to be kind of clever. Get organized means he's not never organized because he's misspelling organized. Organized. Okay. Says get organized. Even the most well-laid plans shift toward chaos and disorganization. It only makes matters worse. You want to take the time, get your physical space in order first, and then move on to greater challenges. Are there ways to make your routine, daily intake of information, your chores and your cluttered rooms simpler? Can you find a shorter route from A to B? We could have taken the back roads to WMFO today. It would have been a longer route, but sometimes more scenic. So
I like the back route.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I don't know if I want to get organized. Sometimes it's good just to kind of wing it.
Yeah,
chaos. So I don't know about this Tufts health plan tips for reducing stress. We have our own tips, not necessarily this one. Arrive on time. It's always good to arrive on time.
I prefer that, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes the meeting you want to be on, though, is the meeting that can't start without you. So with those, you can be a couple minutes late. Let them sweat it out a little bit.
I'm pretty sure everybody can get along without me.
Yeah. And usually if you're late, especially if you're with your friends, you're like, man, where is that dick?
Yeah.
He's never here on time.
Yeah, he's the worst. That guy.
It's like the show's almost over.
I like to be a couple minutes early. Get kind of situated. And,
yeah. Me too.
Check out the bathroom, the exits.
Especially today, too. Like when I get to MFO now, you know, there's three flights of stairs, you know. I'm 52 years old almost. You know, it's like I have to catch my breath for a minute. My heartbeat goes up. It's good to keep that heartbeat, you know,
you're the
racing a little bit.
Picture of health over there.
Not on the air, you know.
You know.
You can tell when I'm out of breath on the air because then I have to take a break. Well, I pretty much put on a PSA.
Songs are coming?
Yeah. I'm like, here's the Stones. Yeah, I'm panting like a dog. So arrive on time. We can both agree with that one.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Understand what you can't control. We hear this one all the time now. Understand what you can and can't control. Try to control people and situations. It's only going to increase your anxiety. Learn to let it go. Just like the Idina Menzel said. What was Adele Dazeem or whatever John Travolta called her? The Let It Go Frozen song? Let It Go, Let It Go? Remember that one?
Oh, the Frozen song. Yeah. Anything you said before that, I didn't understand at all.
He called it like Adele Dazeem or something like that. Like he's dyslexic, so he pronounced like Idina Menzel. I think that's what her name was. She's a Broadway girl that did that song in Frozen.
I think she was on John Oliver once, too.
Yeah, I'm sure
I
she was.
She was.
She was very popular for a while.
Yeah.
Now it's all Taylor Swift.
Everything's Taylor Swift.
It's all like Taylor Swift now. Like no, like any white girl doesn't have a chance next to her. You know, nobody's going to be popular. Look at what happened to Billie Eilish. Where the hell did she go? She was pretty big for a little while, but now Taylor Swift has a concert. Billie who?
All that stuff is just not on my radar.
Yeah. Well, it shouldn't be.
No.
How much do we need to know about white girls that are under 35?
Yeah, like.
We don't.
Preteen, teen music for girls. I probably shouldn't be paying any attention to that because I don't have that in my life, and that would just be creepy otherwise.
Plus, when you're in a relationship or you're married to something, you shouldn't be looking at any other girls under 50, you know? Never mind, you know, under 35. You're not supposed to, at least. Unless you got that hall pass or whatever you do. In this day and age, there's all kinds of the other stuff going on, like the Utah stuff. Like the one that, doesn't Mitt Romney have like seven wives or something like that?
I don't think he does.
No? But he was a Mormon. He could have.
Yeah.
Wonder if he has like seven husbands. Who knows?
Oh, maybe. No, I don't think
could
so.
Could you do that? No, the Mormons don't let
they
have.
They frown upon that.
They frown upon the gay stuff.
I think
But they'll let you have like dozens
I don't think
of.
They let you drink.
dozens of husbands or wives.
You can't drink or smoke or gamble.
Why would you want to? Yeah. Oh, I can. Well, I don't know. Why would you want to have that many, like, sex partners? Who knows? And when you're married to, like, that many? Oh, it's to have a bunch of kids, right? To have his own baseball team or something.
Probably.
The Mormons? I don't know.
His name is Mitt.
I guess he can't control that when you get into religion. You just can't control it. You just got to have more and more wives and more kids if you're Mormon. It says learn to separate yourself from the tasks and delegate them. Figure out what you can and can't control. Let it go. I never let things go.
No?
My past is my future. That's the way I look at it. It really is. I am a victim of my past, and I make all my decisions based on the past. Sometimes I'm just frozen. I'm going back to, Idina Menzel.
Idina Menzel. if that's the first time I've said that aloud.
Adele Dazeem or whatever the hell. Yeah. Travolta. I like the way Travolta said it. I like that name better than her actual name. In the background, Leonard Skinner. I was actually going to play this in the break, but this is kind of nice.
It is.
Simple man in the background. His mother tells him what to do, and she's right. Sometimes your mom's right.
Yeah. Don't fly that plane.
Yeah, she should have told him not to get on the plane. That would have been really helpful, Ma. Another tip for reducing stress. This is number 7, according to Tufts Health Plan from the Wellness Newsletter from spring and summer of 2012. Stop multitasking. How can you do that in this day and age in 2023? We've talked about 100 things already, and it's 5:33 at night. We've only been on the air 33 minutes.
Yeah, if you do one thing at a time, you're just going to get nothing done.
Yeah, it's like, what did you do today? Oh, I washed my behind and I had a coffee. Not in that order.
Yeah.
You know? So stop multitasking. I don't agree with that.
No.
It says multitasking when it comes to paying attention is a myth. The brain naturally focuses on concepts sequentially, one at a time. Now, if you're going up and down a ladder, you know, like regular job, you don't want to really multitask, but you kind of have to, right? Because you got to bring your stuff with you.
Yeah.
You got to look up and down. You got to focus on the job, what you're doing.
Yeah, and if you're communicating with somebody else while you're doing it so that they know you're doing that.
Yep.
You're working with more than one person.
I had a tree taken down this week and had a big oak taken down, and they were multitasking quite a bit. And they had like a little crew of about 6 on there, and they were giving each other like, you know, the little signals, you know, like the baseball signals.
Yeah.
And they do all
like that.
Little things with their fingers and their, you know, somebody will spit or somebody will like flick their nose or their ear. Or,
yeah, it's a great thing.
Yeah. They'll make a noise with their like lips or something and be like, brr, you know, that's fastball. Fastball. Brr, brr, right? But yeah, they were multitasking quite a bit out there. They were doing all kinds of stuff. It wasn't just like chop the tree down, they were gone. They had to do all kinds of things there. Make room for relaxation. So stop multitasking. I don't agree with it.
No.
You're not reducing your stress by stopping multitasking. It says make room for relaxation. Now, this I can agree with.
Oh,
when,
yeah.
When planning your weeks ahead, create more open periods of time in your schedule. You know, we only got 24 hours in a day, but you got to make room to relax.
Yeah. You know? Or the people that, you know, you go on vacation and you need another vacation because you just tried to fit everything in.
I had plenty of those over the years, yeah. Like a vacation from the vacation. I did a staycation. I was going to go away, and I canceled my trip. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to do a little staycation. And, you know, it was great.
Yeah, you get all your own stuff right there.
Yeah, it's great. Went to my bed a few times, just mid-afternoon. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take a nap. I had nothing better to do. Well, I had plenty of things to do, but I just decided, you know what? I'm taking a nap.
You'll still be there when you get up later.
Nobody's expecting me today. I'm like, I'm going to take a nap. So yeah, make room for relaxation. Definite tip for reducing your stress. Make some time every day to just decompress. For those of you listening over the air, why not decompress now? How could we help them with that? You know? Just
play some...
just give you a little...
Who's that guy the Beatles like there? Ravi?
Some Ravi? You want to put a little meditation on?
Is that kind of...
Maybe I'll put a little Ravi Shakur or something, right? Ravi Shakur Dazeem.
Adele.
George was a big fan of him.
Is
Ravi Shankar, yeah. Right? Yeah. Wasn't he a yogi?
I think so.
My favorite yogi's a bear.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah. But Ravi wasn't bad. You know? He'd be in my top 3 yogis.
I think he had a song about Fenway Park, too.
Did he?
Or about the Citgo sign, maybe.
Ravi Shankar was an Italian composer. He was a sitarist. That's where George learned how to play the sitar.
Yeah. Well, it's because he's the only one that knew how. Nobody else did.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to teach a Beatle. Not a bad thing to do, actually.
Yeah.
Because sitar, nobody had ever even heard of it until then. Right?
I haven't heard it brought a lot.
I haven't heard it since.
Since like, George died, anyway.
There's one Beatles album where the sitar is like a featured player like the whole time. And then we never heard it again. No, it's a good one is Tomorrow Never Knows. That one's kind of crazy. That's a George composition. I think he's got some sitar on there.
Got to fit it in somehow.
Yeah. I'm going to throw in some...
You paid for the sitar lessons.
Yeah. I'm going to do songs featuring the sitar, but let's get through this tip for reducing stress here according to Tuff's health plan. So next one is Help Others. I am good and bad with this.
Helping others?
Yeah, yeah.
We are right now.
Yeah, we are helping others. But a tip for reducing stress, I'm stressed out helping others.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, I'm stressed out right now. I don't know the next word out of my mouth. I'm stressed out.
Mr. Vincent Price.
Yeah. But, yeah, helping others generally is a nice thing to do, and it does eventually reduce your stress. I took my dad out for lunch, and afterwards I kind of felt good. You know, and usually I don't. Usually when I go see him, I feel bad afterwards. But this time around, I felt good. So I guess helping others is nice sometimes.
Yeah, that is good. I like that.
Says it may sound contradictory to add more tasks to your to-do list, but if you were to add anything to your life, this should be it. Helping others to be compassionate towards people you meet, it lends perspective on what really matters in life and leaves you with a very good feeling. You know what? It doesn't leave you any cash in your pocket some nights, though.
That's true.
You know? It has a miraculous effect of lowering your stress level. I think that's not founded by any kind of scientific method. But I don't know. Tip for reducing stress, helping others. All right, I'll say 75% sure. And the last thing, of course, what do you think the last thing is that Tuff's health plan tells you on how to reduce your stress in life? You would think it would be number one on this list in 2023. What does everybody do every day? What they talk about doing, and then most of them never do it anyway after January 2nd.
Drink?
No, go to the gym. Exercise.
Oh, that never even occurred to me.
Tips for reducing stress. Yeah, see,
that sounds awful.
See, I would add that tip. If we had 11 tips for reducing stress, Jim and I would add drink.
Yeah.
Drink. Tips for reducing stress. Exercise reduces stress. Gives you time to contemplate, to relax. Most important, if you're fit, you're better equipped to handle the stress that comes your way. Well, if you're unfit, there's going to be more stress in your life because you're going to be like, my heart's about to explode right now after climbing up 3 flights of stairs.
Yeah, then you wasted that money on the gym membership you're not going to.
Yeah.
That's stressful.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
One of my friends, Danielle, used to say, I joined a gym at the beginning of the year, and so far I'm proud to announce I've lost $19.95 a month for the last 6 months. Yeah. It's a good joke. But, yeah, I remember one year, I went to the gym like twice. I got it as a gift. You know, if I get something as a gift, normally I'll use it, but this one was myself, and I'm just like, nah, I'm not going. It was like enough for me to get out of bed and get down to the gym and sign up. I'm like, I'm exhausted from doing that. In the background's Donkey Kong toy. Put the toy factory from Donkey Kong on here. 855-915-WMFO. If you would like to call in with your problem, it is Chris's Helpful Tips. I'm here with Jim McDermott, and we are here with you until 7 p.m., and we will answer your problem as best as we can. It may be helpful. It may not. We aren't going to make fun of you, unless you're rude, of course. If you're rude, we'll hang up on you. You know, that's a promise. It's Chris's old promise.
We'll find you, too.
We'll find you, too. Got your number. It's one thing people don't know. I got your number. As soon as you call in, I got your number. Forever. I'm data mining. This is the data mining of 2023 for Chris Earle. Call into WMFO at 855-915-9636 if you would like your problem handled. Maybe you want to do a shout out. There's a lady that wandered by my house today, or on Monday. And she's walking down the street, and I was like putting up my shades for the day, you know, just getting a little sun in. And I see this lady, it's about 7:45 in the morning. And I figured, yeah, she's just out for a little healthy walk. And All of a sudden, she pulls out her phone and she starts walking up not only my driveway, but into the yard and into my woods. So I'm like, what is she doing? And I hear like these noises.
She have to pee or something?
What had happened was there was a flock of birds that came into the little woods. And she was looking at the birds. But the way she went about looking at the birds was almost like she just kind of belonged in the woods. And I walked out, and literally my question wasn't, can I help you? It was, what are you doing? I think I even said, what the hell are you doing?
Did you hit your head?
And
you okay?
She's like, oh, I didn't mean to alarm you. And I said, well, what are you doing? And I'm like, you know, I'm like, I don't really need to have random people wandering up and photographing, you know, my house and my woods. And I'm like, well, I don't know what the fuck you're doing, you know? And so anyway, she's like, I'm looking at these birds. And I'm like, the birds. And I look up and you hear like a bunch of like chirping and stuff. And then they all start to fly away. And it was kind of neat.
Yeah.
It was almost like a movie. They were all flying overhead. It was a bunch of crows or something. But yeah, I don't know what they were doing. And then
they weren't like exotic birds. They were just like regular New England birds.
Yeah. And then I'm just like, well, you should get your walk in before the storm comes. I said, you should get your walk in. I said, you have a good day. And I was trying to be nice, you know. In other words, I'm just like, move along.
Dismiss.
Move along.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just weird. It's just like she's just kind of sitting there, and I'm like, all right, we're not having a discussion. It's like, I got stuff to do. Busy day. I'm getting ready for work. I don't need to talk to my neighbor who has nothing to do today. So my tip is stay out of people's property. Keep walking.
Yeah, move along.
Yeah. If you want to look at the birds, look at them from the street.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah. And I actually took out... This is what I kind of did to get her to move along. I took out my camera and I started photographing the birds, but I also captured her with the birds.
Oh.
So she started to get a little uncomfortable and wandered off.
It worked.
Yeah. But yeah, just weird. I don't know. You ever have anybody like stop by your yard and just start photographing birds?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. Well, it definitely was a stressor. It was a stressor in my life.
We're at a pretty busy street where we're at, so we get a lot of people. Like, we have like a 5K and 10K and marathons and stuff going up and down our street like a couple times a year.
Yeah.
So we get all kinds of strangers. But no bird watchers that I know of.
What's another word for poop that starts with S?
Scat.
Scat. There you go. That's a good one. Yeah. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, here with Jim McDermott. My name is Chris Earle. And, some other weird stuff. I don't know if I talked about going to the dentist, but I had to go to the dentist, and I might need to get a root canal. You ever a root canal?
No.
Yeah, I haven't had to get one yet either, but I had, like, a little cavity, and then all of a sudden it became a big problem.
Wow.
And
that's like the oldest sitcom joke, like, thing going, right? Like, the guy with like the bandage around his head
and
he's all miserable because of his root canal. That's like one of the old ones from forever ago.
Well, they were saying basically that and birth were like the two worst things, you know. Which is supposed to be like the most pain ever.
I don't remember being born.
Yeah, I can imagine, you know, passing a stone for a man must be pretty rough too.
I've heard that
I've seen grown man like fall to his knees passing a stone. Luckily, he wasn't naked, but it was still awful.
Yeah.
It was a policeman, actually. He fell right to his knees. He was on duty. And that was actually a comedy show a few years ago. Number of years ago now. It has to be at least 10 or 12. And then I had another friend that I was driving down to Virginia, and he's passing a stone in the car, and he like starts like throwing up everywhere. And jeez. My advice to them is stop eating cheese, you know?
Is that what it is? Just
I think so. A lot of it
there?
Is dairy. Yeah, a lot of it's dairy. A lot of it is diet. You get those crystals. A lot of people just get crystal formations anyway. It's
like gout?
Yeah, sure. Except in this, I think it's in your urinary system.
That's worse.
Right? Yeah, when you're passing the stones. Ugh, awful. I got a buddy. He's in rough shape. And he's passing stones left and right. He's keeping them, too. He's got like a collection of them.
Ah.
I'm like, what is he doing?
Make jewelry?
Yeah.
Out of it?
It's like in the old days. That would be like a Bonham and Bailey sideshow, you know? Like charge $5, like come and see my stones. God. The only stones I like start with rolling, you know.
Yeah.
Got a little Cat Stevens for you. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. If you want to call in, 855-915-WMFO. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. We're here in Medford, Massachusetts. Here's Cat Stevens.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Heavy fuel. love the Babes, don't get me wrong. Hey, that's why I wrote this song. Yes, if you wanna look cool, you got to run on heavy, heavy fuel. Heavy, heavy fuel. Heavy, heavy fuel. Oh, heavy, heavy fuel. Heavy, heavy fuel.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Dire Straits with Heavy Fuel. Booze and cigarettes, they basically tell you that's the way they keep going. Not necessarily a bad tip. Works for a lot of people. You always want to say no to drugs, but you know what? Work for the Beatles, right? That's all I got to say about that. There's a sitar in this one. It's Norwegian wood, Jim. Remember this one?
Yeah, about IKEA.
That's the sitar in the background right there. Pretty sure that's George. Might be Ravi.
The Ravi.
Is it Ravi?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Réveillé is the thing with the bugle that wakes you up in the morning if you're in the military, right?
Yeah.
But Ravi.
I think the Andrews Sisters had a song about that.
You think Ravi Shankar, you think that was short for ravioli?
Oh, maybe.
It could have been ravioli Shankar.
Yeah. He's Italian, right?
Yeah, I think he was Indian Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like how they have Irish Americans. They have Indian Italians.
Yeah, I'm Irish American, I think.
Yeah. I think I am too. I'm not really sure. I got to ask my parents about that before they go.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure what I am.
Clear that up.
Some kind of mutt.
Yeah.
We all are. We're all part of the melting pot. So, do you think that still exists, the great American melting pot? Used to.
I don't think they want it to.
No. No. Now somebody was calling it a salad or something.
Salad?
Yeah, it was some lady that says it's not a melting pot anymore, it's a salad. Like you have a tomato here, a cucumber there, a radish. Who wants to be the radish?
I like radishes.
Do you?
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of the radish.
Really?
The cabbage, no. No, we're a black olive. I'm not really a fan of the black olive.
I shouldn't
just say the black olive. I'm not a fan of olives, but at all, green olives or black.
Oh, really?
Or brown.
Yeah, I like almost all olives.
Are there any white olives? Probably not. There's got to be.
I'm sure somebody's tried to make one or something.
I don't know what they mean by the salad. I can never figure it out.
Olive oil was white.
Olive oil, yeah.
She was.
Sure. Yeah. We talked about Popeye last time, being a good sailor. He was probably a Italian-American. Think so? Irish. Popeye was probably Irish.
Yeah.
He was a fighting man.
Scottish,
he was a
maybe.
Bruiser. Yeah, Scottish. Yeah. Yeah. So, we talked a little bit about the Beatles. There were some other songs that featured the sitar. So, here's some helpful tips if you want to know Beatles songs with the sitar in them. Norwegian Wood, in parentheses, this bird has flown. Love You Too, Tomorrow Never Knows is the one I was thinking from. That one's pretty fun. Within You and Without You, which is 5 minutes too long on the Sgt. Pepper album. It's
big
all right.
Big sitar solo on that one.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. Inner Light is the other one. This, I don't know what this is. Let me see if this works. Yeah, this may be something. So it's Friday the 13th, and I wanted to talk about that a little bit. Yeah, it sounds like this is the Friday the 13th theme played by an orchestra called Anthony Brown's Asian American Orchestra.
Never
International. Yeah. I wonder, Friday the 13th is probably the same worldwide, right?
Well, I don't know, those movie posters and stuff from when you see them.
Yeah.
For the different countries, they're kind of funny. Or there's restrictions on certain things you can say and having them.
I think the superstition's been around. Oh, it's an unlucky day in Western superstition.
Yeah.
But isn't the Asian American Orchestra, would that be considered Eastern?
I would expect so.
Yeah. Well, it says Western Civ.
Okay.
It's an umbrella term for an unlucky day, Friday the 13th. It occurs on the 13th day of the month in the Gregorian calendar, which we follow, of course.
Yeah.
It falls on a Friday. Happens at least once a year. It can occur up to three times in the same year. So in 2023 and 2024, we will have two Friday the 13ths. Have we had one already this year?
Oh, I don't know.
If we did, it certainly was uneventful.
Yeah.
I don't remember what happened. I probably worked that day.
Yeah.
Right? Friday the 13th, 2023. Let's see. I think we already had one. Well, it says October 13th. That's today.
Yeah.
And then the other one was